Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the first day in the month of August 2025. God is good. I want you to say it out loud. The Lord is good. And I want to remind you that it is not because of how prayerful you are, it's not because of how righteous we all are that we keep seeing. And we keep seeing each and every single day. We have many who had prayed better. We are not saying that maybe because they didn't do it well, but we are only saying that the Lord has made his mercy available for us each and every single day. And all we can say right now is thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 1st of October 2025, and back in Nigeria, it's Independence Day, and we want to wish each and every single citizen of Nigeria in Nigeria and all over the world a happy Independence Day. Today we'll be praying for our nation. Today is prayers for your nation, and we are not just focusing on Nigeria alone. Just because it's their independence, we're going to be praying for every single nation, the one you know by heart and the ones you cannot call. Just speak into them this morning, and I know the Lord of hosts will answer our prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Malachi 1-4. Our hymn is taken from hymn 22, Sweet Hour of Prayers. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 122, verse 6, which says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. From verse 1 it reads, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our Bible reading is encouraging us in the place of prayer. Now we're going to be recalling prayer points, and I want you to pray with all your heart, all your souls, all your might. I want you to speak life into every single nation that we know, that we can remember. The ones you cannot remember, I just want you to just speak, send your word to them this morning, especially those that are unsettled. And may God answer our prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Our first prayer point reads, Father, I thank you for my nation. Thank you for all the storms you brought us through, and for how far you have helped us. Father, thank you for my nation, O Lord. Thank you for all the nations around the world. Thank you for all the storms you have brought us through, and for how far you have helped us. The storm has not swallowed us. It has not overcome us. Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you, O Lord. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Our second prayer point says, Father, thank you for the resources you have blessed us with as a country. Please help us to use them wisely in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the beautiful, beautiful resources that you have blessed us with as a nation, as a country, oh Lord. Father, we ask for grace to use them wisely in the name of Jesus. May we not have people who would mismanage it. Let us use it for your glory. Let us use it for the empowerment of the people, of the nation, in the name of Jesus. Our third prayer point says, Father, please help us to align our national values with your perfect will. Keep perversion far away from us in Jesus' name. Father, please help us align our national values with your perfect will. Keep perversion far away from us in Jesus' name. Our first prayer point says, Father, please let there be unity among the citizens of my nation. Let all parts of the country be united to foster growth and development. All tribe, all people, all community, let us walk in unity. Let us walk in brotherliness. Let us live in peace and unity. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace, the mercy for us to be able to walk in brotherliness, to love ourselves, oh Lord. Father, please help us in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Our fifth prayer point says, Father, please let there be peace in this nation. Let there be no war or any kind of unrest in Jesus' name. Father, let there be peace. We ask for your peace in this nation. We ask for your peace in this nation. Let there be no war or any kind of unrest in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up every region in my country that is currently experiencing one crisis or the other. Please, Lord, heal our land in Jesus' name. Our seventh prayer point says, Father, I place the economy of my country in your hands. Please make the economy stable and let it grow to ensure every citizen is well catered for. I place the economy, oh Lord, everywhere there is famine, oh Lord, in the nation, Lord, we ask, oh Lord, for abundance. We pray for the economy of our country, oh Lord. Father, we place it in your hands. Please let it be stable in the name of Jesus. Let it grow. Let it nourish its people in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Our eighth prayer point is, Father, please, I place all the government ministries and parastatals in your hands. Please take charge of them in Jesus' name. Please take charge of them in Jesus' name. All government ministries and parastatals, we place them in your hands. Please take charge of them in Jesus' name. Our ninth prayer point says, Father, please help our leaders, help them in every sector of the country to be transparent and accountable, oh Lord. Give them the wisdom to lead this country the right way in Jesus' name, because you are the head of our leaders, oh Lord. Everyone working against the growth of the nation, of the country, Lord, we ask that you uproot in the name of Jesus. We ask for your fear to be embedded in each and every one of our leaders in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Our ninth prayer point says, Father, please help our leaders in every sector of the country to be transparent and accountable. Give them the wisdom to lead the country the right way in Jesus' name. Father, help our leaders in every sector of the country. Let them be transparent and accountable in the name of Jesus. Above all, your fear, the fear of the Lord, let it rest upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Our 10th prayer point is, Father, please let your revival break out in my nation. Set the young and old on fire for you. Let the fire spread around the world. Let the old world proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Let the old world proclaim that Jesus is Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we send the fire of revival to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. We send it in the mighty name of Jesus. We send it amongst the youth. We send it among the elders. We send it among the children. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our 11th prayer point says, Father, let every Christian in my nation always be free to worship you. Let every agenda of the devil concerning Christians be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agenda of the devil concerning Christians to shut our mouths up, Father, we nullify in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Our last prayer point says, your personal prayer point. Begin to decree and declare upon the nation. Begin to decree. Begin to prophesy. Prophesy into your nation in the name of Jesus. If you are not seeing things work, begin to speak the right things into your nation this morning in Jesus' name. May God answer every of our prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have outlined for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.